Hello and welcome to another addition to Cryptids Folklore or More, a podcast where we determine whether cryptids are solely folklore or more. We have got quite the episode for the audience with this one. I'm sure many enthusiasts of cryptozoology have felt frustration at some point over the lack of clear evidence and dismissal by the scientific community for cryptozoology. But what if I told you that an individual claimed to have captured the most astounding video evidence of what is described as America's Loch Ness Monster, but is choosing not to release it unless given $100,000 for it? And for this reason, today, almost 20 years later, the complete tape has gone unreleased, making some out there frustrated and even suspicious, I am sure. That is just one part of the mythos surrounding the subject of today's episode. In this episode, we will be taking a look at a cryptid known as Champ and the bizarre circumstances around its various sightings. The location of today's episode is a lake known as Lake Champlain, a natural freshwater lake located in North America. Its waters span from the U.S. state of New York to the U.S. state of Vermont, as well as reaching partially into Canada's province of Quebec. It has a surface area of 514 square miles, or 1,331 square kilometers for those on the metric system, and an average depth of 64 feet or 19.5 meters. It's not landlocked as its waters connect to other rivers that eventually drain into the Atlantic Ocean. Lake Champlain was named after Samuel D. Champlain, and he's going to actually play into this story later on. Champlain was the first European to explore the area and therefore see the lake in 1609. And, like I said, he was responsible for the first sighting of the cryptid subject in this episode. In 1609, Champlain described what is seen as the first recorded sighting of some kind of monstrous creature that inhabits the lake, when he described in his journal the following. He described seeing a creature that was 5 foot long, as thick as a man's thigh, with silver-gray scales a dagger cannot penetrate, as well as a 2.5 feet jaws with sharp and dangerous teeth. Since 1609, the legend of a lake monster would only continue to grow to the point that the creature would be given the nickname Champ. Descriptions of Champ in the modern day typically depict a plesiosaur with a serpent-like head and fins extending from its body to allow it to swim. Not only has its legend grown to become more known, but so has its reported physical size over time. Size estimates seem to vary greatly if they are to be believed. The creature has grown substantially since 1609 in further sightings. One 1819 account published in the Plattsburgh Republican, a newspaper in Plattsburgh, New York, described the creature 187 feet or 57 meters long, which just comes off as ridiculous when you realize that would make it the longest animal in the world, beating out the giant siphonophore, which is essentially a super long and skinny jellyfish that can grow up to lengths of 130 to 150 feet. It's got strong cryptid vibes, actually, if it wasn't confirmed by science. You should look it up. In a lake with an average depth of 64 feet, I find this account's size estimate hard to buy. But due to further growing accounts, famed showman P.T. Barnum would even offer a $50,000 reward to anyone who could catch and deliver the beast within Lake Champlain back in the late 1800s, a prize that to date has gone unclaimed. But it wouldn't stop there, as the legend would only get bigger in the 20th century. One statistic I found stated that there have been at least 300 sightings of Champs since Champlain's in 1609. Further notable sightings would come in the 1900s. One of the most, if not the most famous, would come even with a photograph known as the Mansi photograph. In July of 1977, Sandra Mansi went on vacation with her family to the Lake Champlain area, where she would spot an interesting shape out in the water from the shore she found herself on. Not one to let this moment get away, she would snap a picture that would go on to be published in the New York Times 4 years later in 1981. And this photo would lead to a huge surge in interest towards Champ, even causing a Champ-dedicated conference to take place in Vermont in August of 1981. Some have described it as the best lake monster photo ever taken. And I will admit, by the photo evidence standards of this show thus far, it's superb. One can clearly make out some kind of hump shape sticking out of the water. It definitely gives the impression of a creature's long neck and head looking opposite of the camera towards the lake. So, Sandra snapped the photo of Champ and case closed, right? Well, not exactly. As great as the photo is, Sandra and her claims around the photo have since been called into question by detractors claiming that the picture is of something inanimate, like a strangely shaped log, or at worst, an outright deliberate hoax by Sandra. Much of the drama revolves around inconsistencies in Sandra's recollection of storing the photo, and how she claimed to throw away the photo's negative, which, for all the Zoomers out there, for which I am one, this is usually a strip or sheet of transparent plastic film in which the lightest areas of the photograph subject appear darkest and the darkest areas appear lightest. Having it would have been great for analyzing the photo. It was usually helpful to keep one in case one wanted to redevelop their camera film. Additionally to throwing out the negative, Sandra has never been able to return to the exact location of the spot where the photo was taken, stating that the area had changed significantly in the 4 years from the photo's taking to its publication in the New York Times. So, the lack of a negative and location for scientists or researchers to analyze have created a cloud of doubt around the photo. Was she withholding information? Because it would reveal intent to deceive? It's possible, but I won't deny that it's certainly a cool-looking photograph, but when looking at it zoomed in, I can't help but think if it's not a hoax, it certainly does look like it could potentially be a log, because it's just low-res enough that you can't fully conclude what exactly it is due to the lack of fine detail on the shape of the water. I've even seen some people online say it kind of looks like a swimmer doing a stroke. Personally, I also think it's odd that she waited 4 years to reveal the photograph. Her story around what the photo was up to in the 4 years has varied as well, but she took it in 1977 but wouldn't go on to give it to the New York Times until 1981, almost like maybe she was waiting to let the area change so it would be less suspicious. I don't know. There's definitely a lot to think about there. Like the surgeon's photograph, it's certainly an intriguing snapshot with a convoluted history, but unlike the surgeon's photograph, which, depicted the Loch Ness Monster, its photographer confessed to the hoax towards the end of their lives. Whatever Sandra Mansi knew, she took it to the grave, as she would pass away in 2018 after a battle with cancer at the age of 74. Therefore, the true nature of the photo may never be known. An interpretation is up to its viewers to decide for themselves. In the immediate years following the publishing of the Mansi photograph, there would be an uptick in Champ sightings, and it would seem that the creature and its legend would peak around this time in the 1980s. This leads us to 20 years later, on a clear day in July of 2005, when two men, Dick Affalter and stepson Pete Baudette, were out on the lake with a video camera. Dick was a retired defense attorney and Cornell graduate, while Pete worked as a sales manager for a fuel company. the two had the shared hobby of fishing and were out trying to get a good catch of salmon that day. At some point during the trip, the two would spot what they described as serpent-like, some kind of creature measuring at least 15 feet floating along the surface that would at one point dive under the water and then resurface again a bit later, which allowed the two fishermen to look upon it and even record it as it was near their boat. This tape would become known as the Beaudet footage. How exciting, and sure to prove the existence of a monster in Lake Champlain, right? You should know better by now. That's not exactly as things seem to go around here. Speaking to ABC News at the time, Beaudet would describe the creature to be as, quote, thick as my thigh, unquote, which is in line with the description given by Samuel D. Champlain back in 1609, though his creature was only 5 foot long. And a falter would say that what they had seen did not fit any creature that he was familiar with, which does say a lot when you consider that the two were experienced fishermen in the area. A snippet of the footage would be aired publicly on ABC News, showing a close-up shot from the boat aimed at the water just under the boat, recording some moving, unclear, dark shape in the water. It's not quite clear enough to make out, but many have said that they can see a head with eyes in the footage that looks like it connects to a larger hole. Others have said it looks like it can be a giant turtle. I recommend you go and watch it for yourself to see if you think you see anything. The real kicker is that this short clip is supposedly just a small portion of a roughly 45-minute film that, according to Beaudet, is the best lake monster footage ever recorded. Which, to be fair, even if it doesn't show much, that may be true since it isn't a very high bar. A few individuals would be given the opportunity to view the full footage behind closed doors. These individuals include a New York Times reporter, as well as a few experts from the American Museum of Natural History. And, in conflict with the claims of Beaudet and a falter, claimed to not be that impressed and would claim that the footage never showed anything clearly. Perhaps the footage didn't quite match the lived experience of the two fishermen? Notable as well is that two retired FBI analysts who analyzed the footage stated that it didn't show anything that gave an impression of being fabricated or manipulated. So, why not just release the entirety of the footage and let the general public pass their own consensus? Unfortunately, and frustratingly, as of the release of this episode almost 2 decades later, the full tape has gone unreleased. But why? As of the last update on the matter, the footage is in the custody of an intellectual property lawyer based out of New Jersey named Scott Shagan. Years ago, a potential buyer even offered to buy the footage from Scott for $20,000. Quite a generous offer for footage that may not even show anything clearly, but would be met with a counteroffer for $100,000 and therefore back out of trying to purchase the footage. This seems to imply the two were hoping to make a good profit from the footage and never received what they deemed to be a worthy enough offer to let the film go for. Perhaps if they truly did see something that day on the lake, once the initial excitement and adrenaline of their encounter wore off, the two would realize the footage wasn't quite to the level of quality that they had originally believed, being more in line with the opinions of the few who got a chance to view it. It's a mystery to this day just how good the footage is, and I really do hope that it does get released one day. Personally, even if it doesn't show anything clearly, it would be cool to analyze, especially with the tools available to today's internet sleuths. But I wouldn't recommend trying to crowdfund it, as I did see some comments on Reddit say, because I think this would set a bad example for bad actors who could try to take advantage of the cryptozoology community in the future. Wrapping the episode up, after looking at all these different Champ sightings, similar to my thoughts on the Loch Ness Monster, I do find Champ difficult to believe in personally. I just don't think a creature like this can hide in a lake for this long, especially since these sightings have been going on for hundreds of years going back to Samuel D. Champlain's back in 1609, and they haven't been very consistent in terms of description between sightings. Perhaps the creature has grown tremendously since 1609, and maybe the one Champlain saw was a baby, because the one he saw was only 5 foot tall. Or perhaps all these people are seeing something different in the lake, and it's a case of mistaken identity, which is what I would tend to believe in. I think Champ has probably been mistaken from a fairly large long-necked turtle or a sturgeon, species that are known to be present in Lake Champlain. Champ's lake monster legend, however, would go on to cement itself around the local area, being given the lofty nickname of America's Loch Ness Monster. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Cryptids, Folklore, or More. I hope listeners enjoyed, and like always, you can contact the podcast with feedback or suggestions or your own thoughts on anything that we talked about or described today. You can email us at cryptidsfolkloreormore@gmail.com. That's all one word. Also, follow the podcast on Facebook or TikTok or both. It's got the name of the podcast as the handle. Also, please take the time to rate the podcast on whatever platform you listen. Doesn't matter if you liked it or hated it, all honest feedback is welcome. Once again, thanks for listening to this episode, and of course, unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time.